Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Hey, welcome to USA Prepares, everyone. This is Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today, and happy Independence Day. Not so much 4th of July, but happy Independence Day. And I think every baby in the forest knows today, or these days, that we are fighting for our freedom, our liberty, rule of law, constitution, American sovereignty, our independence. And we need to always remember to thank and especially respect our fallen heroes. That the deep state, the UN, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Committee, the World Economic Forum, whatever you want to call them, they're all on the same team. And they don't care about your family members that have fallen. And you have to remember that. They don't care. So it's up to us to remember the sacrifices of the millions of people who fought, bled, and died, and especially the over a million people that literally gave their life at young ages for us, for you, who put everything on the line to give us Independence Day. So what I want to do today, folks, I know I announced a few days ago that Vince was going to be on with me today. And we're going to talk about independence, in other words, self-sufficiency, in other words, controlling our own destiny, in other words, decentralizing everything. But Vince, I talked to him yesterday, and he couldn't pull it off because he's between haying season, and he has an opportunity to buy a new piece of farm equipment, and he has an appointment today, and he just couldn't break that. So that's where he is, and we're going to talk more about independence together next Tuesday, and I'm going to talk about some of it here today. And before I do so, I want to thank Jason in Minnesota for engineering the broadcast and all the guys who do this. None of this would be possible. And believe it or not, folks, I'm going to make a very odd statement right now, and it's nothing to do with our engineering crew or GCN. But it's something obviously to do with hacking. A lot of the times we have noticed that we have a hard time being live. I may not be live right now. Now, of course, you can go into GCNlive.com and listen to us on tape. It's going to basically revolve the 2 hours of the program. It's just going to rotate and loop around. And they do that in an hour or two after the program's over. But I may not be live. I really am not sure. Because the powers that be are trying to censor, edit, change everything, and they use AI and whatever hacking tools that they can. And last week, I was not live. I know of several people who tried to listen to me last Tuesday, and they couldn't get it. They had to wait for the tape to roll. So, again, nothing against the engineering crew, this is, or GCN. This is a phenomenon. The censorship phenomenon is something we're going to have to deal with in the future. And we've given so much proof that robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the so-called technocracy is going to do everything to avoid the truth and sell their own propaganda narratives. So what I'm going to do is, after I talk about some ideas and solutions about independence and self-sufficiency, I'm going to mostly talk about articles and interviews, as you know, published in the public domain, and kind of give information on the takeover of America and using the distractions, the dumbing down, and the divide and conquer strategies, which is a big part of the psyops, and especially how our bars of standards and qualifications for jobs are being reduced, if not eliminated. We all know there's a war on work to delegitimize work, to bring in UBI, like universal basic income, and MMT, which is modern monetary theory. There's a war on skill sets. There's a war on rugged individualism. Heck, there's a war on all individuals, because the powers that be want to cultivate followers, not thinkers. There's a war on self-sufficiency. There's a war on reading and research, because some of the groups I just mentioned, which is all under, we'll call them globalism, they want submissive conformity. And I'm going to share many different examples on why they want you to not react, to look down, to not debate, to not question, and basically just do everything like a zombie that they tell you to do. And that's why every movie, every sitcom has subliminal messaging and Hegelian dialectic, professional wordsmithing, and it is done on purpose. It's to break your will. It's to make you submissive. It's to reward mediocrity, eliminate opportunity, knowledge, productivity, innovation, and destroy America. Because they want you to pay more attention to your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun than the millions of combat soldiers who fought, bled, and died for you. So we all know that the powers that be want this war to be on people, on population. And this is why we need to come together, or else we're going to have genocide, eugenics, and murder being a regular thing. And this is why we need to realize that we need to come together to decentralize. We need to come together to acknowledge the consolidation of power, money, and control that the globalist elite are doing, because they want China to inherit all the power, all the manufacturing, all the everything. So we're seeing the elite trying to push war because they have a lot of crimes to hide. They want to keep high or interest rates high because they want to collapse the system to bring in CBDCs or central bank digital currency. And we have to have the ideas and solutions that I'm going to talk about here in a moment. But before I do, as you know, those of you who are regular listeners, I like to give articles and interviews published in the public domain because I don't like speculation. I don't like opinion. When I make comments or analysis, it's based on the facts, evidence, proof, and truth that I offer that's published, that I do my best to vet for authenticity. So the first article I want to bring to everybody's attention here is a very disturbing article. Pride in America hovers near record low ahead of Independence Day. This is by design. This is part of the psyop of lowering the bars of standards and qualifications for a job. It offers plausible deniability to the elites. And people think, well, you know, it's about my victim group status, depending on what group I am. But no, it's a consolidation of power, money, and control. Part of the psyop is divide and conquer. Part of the psyop is to not just use fear, but to use ego and pride to control you. It's to embarrass you. So the first instinct of a lot of people is to be defensive and be emotional while you're asking and demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for a job. This destroys economics all across the board from in every context and all prosperity for the bottom 93%. Now, a lot of these you people say, well, I'm not into politics, you know, it's not my thing. Well, these people are into you. And they're going to do everything in their power to manage and control you and depopulate you. And we've given thousands of examples of this many times. So moving on with more articles, the world's 500 richest people has just added $852 billion to their fortunes in the first half of this year. We have given so much proof and evidence and facts to show that the bottom 93%, all their wealth is being redistributed to the top 1 to 2%, mostly the top 1%, and even a higher percentage in that top 1%. So you better get over the fact that they are delegitimizing work and realize that you're being used. For those of you who feel that you're being vindicated because of your group, you're not. You're being used to take down your own country and the free world. And until you realize that, it's going to get a lot worse. Personal savings drop, lowest since 2013 amid high credit and card debt and interest rates. Well, we know interest rates aren't going to go down. There's going to be a pause here and there, but they're going to go up because they want to collapse the system and save the dollar. And we all know that we have a glut of debt across the board. There's when you look at growth, wages, inflation, when you look at the wealthy getting subsidies, the special interest, the money printing, the lobbyists, the PACs, you look at the solvency and liquidity issue, we can see it's very obvious we have unsustainable headwinds for future rates of growth because the powers that be don't want growth. They want depopulation. So what we're going to be getting, and we've proven, is we're going to be getting inflation, deflation, and stagflation for the little guy. We're going to get the worst of all worlds, which means that your assets, like the middle-class housing, is going to start going down. And we've proven all this with math. It's not that hard to do. All right. Let's talk. I'm going to stay in this category here. Before I get into ideas and solutions of independence and self-sufficiency, you know, you all know that I live off-grid. Those of you who've been listening to us for years, I've been on national radio for over 12 years, and, you know, I technically don't have running water. I have solar panels for a very small system, 675 amp hours, very small. I have about 1,800 watts of solar panels. And I have a very small system to bank my volts and amps. In other words, bank my energy into my lead-acid batteries. And we've talked about that quite a bit over the years. But even though I'm a proponent of solar panels, I'm not a proponent of eliminating what they call fossil fuels, which is not fossil fuels, and putting so-called green energy. And I'm going to give you some examples here why. Democrats ignore solar panels leaching toxic waste. This is not just for solar panels. This is for windmills across the board. It's a major toxic mess to not only make this stuff, but to discard and throw it out. In Nebraska, they had a big hailstorm, destroyed a bunch of solar panels. It's great for the individual, but it's not great for the world. And China is consolidating the whole world.
Not too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being here. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vince while he's catching up on farming and buying farm equipment, which is part of the independent self-sufficiency reactions that we should all be having. I mean, I'm even reading that our dollar, I try hard to, when I'm on sites that I know there's educated people on, when I say educated, I don't mean college degree. I mean, people who read research and verify. I mean, there's people talking about our currency being backed by words like corruption. I mean, this is, it's an interesting time to be alive here, folks. So where I was, I don't know if you heard that last article right before the break, but basically China is trying to control the whole solar supply chain industry. And anything to do with smart as well, because everything can be hacked. And this is why we are so anti being centralized. We are pro decentralized, or else the powers that be are going to basically control your life in every way that you can imagine. Okay? I remember reading an article not that long ago that Amazon was accusing customers of racism. You can't make this stuff up, folks. And they turn off their lights and their smart devices in their home. And this is not, you know, an anomaly. This is happening on a regular basis. So you need to decentralize. The more things that you rely digitalization, the less control you are going to have of your life. Now, talking a little bit about food, and boy, we can spend the rest of the program discussing food. Basically, Canada is now removing, you know how you always have dates on food, and there's sayings, little things like best before eaten this date. Canada is removing that now, just so you know. So not only is food going increasing and energy increasing in price, now you're not even going to know if your food is safe to eat regarding the shelf life. And Dutch farmers are being beaten by police and protest the seizure of 3,000 farms to make way for immigrant housing. Look, for those of you who are in law enforcement, I don't care if you're FBI, CIA, DOJ, it doesn't matter. If you're listening to the powers that be because you care more about your paycheck and pension than you do about the people and sovereignty and rule of law of your own country, then you got some major problems. You better look in the mirror. Lab-grown chicken approved for sale. FDA alert. Frozen strawberries recalled across U.S. after hepatitis reports. Look, we've talked about this, so I'm blue in the face. You know, there's huge benefits in gardening. And I'm going to start with a word that I don't use enough, and that is fun. Think about the fun, and then think about the honing of skill sets. But you got to remember that when you have soil and you enrich that soil, not chemically, but I use, you know, chicken manure, goat manure, I have a big compost pile. So basically, when you buy a pretty vegetable in the store and it's a certain color, you're not guaranteed it has nutrition. Because it could have been grown by chemicals, the soil provides the vitamins and minerals. And this is why you heard me say many times, try to eat during the summer months raw vegetables so you can get those enzymes. Enzymes act as catalysts for biochemical reactions, which help in digestion and nutrient support. So when you cook your food above 130 degrees Fahrenheit, you don't get the same enzymes. So think about using open-pollinated and heirloom seeds. Think about immune stimulants instead of immune suppressants. And eat things like garlic, onions, hot peppers, you know, like a cayenne, horseradish, ginger, cabbage family across the board, asparagus. Think about getting out. You got to remember all the MSG, the food-like product, the artificial sweeteners, the fructose corn syrup. Everything is designed to be addictive and cancer-causing. Think about nutrition, hydration, exercise, sleep, excess exposure to chemicals that you want to avoid.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. The United States is recommending Americans reconsider traveling to China.
The State Department, in an updated advisory, said there's a risk of wrongful detention and U.S. citizens could be detained without access to U.S. consular services or information about their alleged crime. Americans are also warned against using drugs in or prior to arriving in China and against participating in demonstrations or protests. The advisory comes amid rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. I'm Mark Neufield.
At least four people are dead and two others are injured after a mass shooting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania yesterday. Police confirmed six people were struck by gunfire in the attack carried out at multiple locations. The suspected gunman is in custody and was described as a man with an AR-style rifle, a handgun, multiple magazines, body armor, and a police scanner. Officers responding to the shooting heard the gunfire and chased the suspect and continued firing before being detained. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being here. Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vince live from Montana. And when I mentioned earlier in the program that I'm not sure if I'm live or not, I'm sure. I'm going to guess on the AM and FM stations that USA Prepares is on. Is that is the case? But a lot of people who listen live to the program go on GCNLive.com and then clicks on USAPrepares.com and listens to us live. I know for a fact several people last week who do listen to me on a regular basis could not get in. They were stuck in archives or something like that, they were telling me. I don't know. Obviously, I can't listen to myself live. But this is the censorship that we're dealing with, folks. It's crazy. And I have another article here that Joe Biden is trying to ban lead ammunition on federal hunting lands. So basically, what's federal? National Forest Service, BLM. I'm sure there's a few other things that might be in the federal category. So when I say there's a war on self-sufficiency and rugged individualism, I mean it, okay? The power structure is trying to make it impossible for you to live, to survive. This is why the psyop of doing your job and lowering the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications is so important for you to realize. Because if no one's doing their job, how do you exist? Where's the free market? How do you survive? How do you do commerce? You can't. And that's how you create depopulation and bring in communism. And communism is only going to bet the world's elite. That's it. Everybody else is going to be under rule. And every time we don't talk about this, we embolden the aristocracy. Okay? So that being said, I'm going to go back to some more ideas and solutions regarding independence, Happy Independence Day, and self-sufficiency. I get a lot of comments, well, Rich, I can't get my kid to get off, you know, the video games, or his thumbs keep moving on his phone, and he never looks up, and he doesn't have any more social skills because he's been groomed to be part of the technocracy. And, well, let me tell you what I did, and granted it was different back in the 60s and the early 70s when I was a kid, but from the age of I remember like 8 or 9, I would go to a golf course, because we didn't really have woods, you know, growing up in the metropolitan area of New York City. We had buffer zones. So I was close to a middle school. I was close to a golf course. I was close to a swamp that you couldn't build on. Who knows, they probably filled it in and built on it these days. So I had within a mile buffer zones, which were, you know, trees and nature. And so one of my jobs that I did, because I love working outside, was to, I did a lot of landscaping. And when I was a little kid, I used to walk the buffer zones of the golf course and find golf balls. So my recommendation, and I'd sell them back to the golfers. I'm not kidding you. And it was all cash. And I even did a little caddying. I set up a little sell soda on the sides of the by the tee and the greens. And it was just fun because I love being outside. My dream job, for those of you who haven't read the book or haven't heard me, if you're a new listener, was to work for the National Forest Service. Unfortunately, I walked into an interview with a degree and experience, and they hired two 18-year-old girls, told me they wouldn't hire me as a white male, and they basically lowered the bars of standards and expectations for their hiring practices, and if you were a white male, back in those days, you were SOL. And this was 1982, folks, just so you know. So for those of you who say, oh, this, you know, affirmative action quota stuff, which I'm going to talk about because I have articles on it, oh, it's only been going on for 20 years. No, it hasn't. No, it has not. It's not even close. In 1979, I was bench pressing 365 pounds, and I could carry any one of you up and down a ladder at that age. And that was the year the women's groups of New York City sued because they could not pass the test to be a New York City fireman. So what did they do? They sued to literally lower the bars of standards, expectations, and qualifications for the exam. And this is our biggest problem in America and anybody in the free world who wants freedom, liberty, and sovereignty. It's a delegitimization of work. I've gone into many details and connected many dots and given thousands of examples of this. So my suggestion, where I'm going with this, regarding landscaping or finding golf balls and selling them back to the golfers when you're walking buffer zones, is take your little kids out there and find golf balls. Maybe they might get a kick out of just doing that. And then teach them a little commerce and social skills on how to sell golf balls. I remember, like, big names like Titleist and Dunlop back in the 60s and 70s, and I would sell them for a little more to the golfers. And the golfers appreciated the fact that I was trying to make money, so they helped you. Another example of independence / self-sufficiency is consolidating your stuff. And when I say stuff, it could be vehicles, it could be toys, it could be debt. The less you have, the less you have to fix, the less registration, the less you have to insure. And think about, I'm just hopping around here because I have so much information, so I'm consolidating myself regarding you, for you listeners. Think about what happens when the power goes out. For those of you who say you have food, is it all in freezers? Now, if you're living off-grid and you have a big solar system with a big battery output where you can hold a lot of energy, meaning volts and amps, that's great. But what about looking into canning? What about looking into having a solar oven? I have one of those. Works great. Obviously, it's got to be during the long days of the year. How about, for those of you, do you have coolers? Back in the day, before we had refrigerators, we had ice boxes. What about having a bunch of coolers? So if you have to save your food and make the shelf life last longer, you can get a bunch of ice, put them in a cooler, and put your food in there. That's what America did a couple generations ago. You got to do your own reading and research. Like Vince and I and all the crew on USA Prepares, we often say, don't believe a word we say. Read, research, and verify. How about thinking about, if the power goes out, always having your bathtub full? Why would you do that, Rich, with all that gray water? Because you're only going to take one or two baths, right? Well, what about using that water to flush your toilet? How about, you know, just thinking outside the box here, okay? That's what I'm doing here. And a lot of these ideas and solutions, we do. For those of you who, because we stick up for the bottom 93% of income earners, you've heard us say this many times. So for the poor people who live, like, in trailer parks, and that's where I started out in New York, in a trailer park, because it was the only equity I could afford. Now, the trailer I had was cockroach infested. My toilet would freeze. I had to put heat tape. My pipes would always freeze, but I had some equity. It wasn't being thrown. I didn't throw every penny out to rent. For those of you who live in Tornado Alley, okay, almost half of this country, what about putting an unused septic tank out there? So if you have a tornado warning, if a tornado's close, you can get into a big septic tank and close the lid and have it buried just to where the lid is at ground level. For those of you who are worried about having to flush your toilet, how about having a shed outside and having a little secret hole under the shed with a little trap door, a.k.a. outhouse? Think about all this stuff. Think about all the psyops that we're dealing with. Like, one thing that comes to mind right now is articles I'm reading about how the federal government is grooming their people. Like, I heard one of the Fed's directions is a group called the Patriot Front. They wear masks. What I read that the Proud Boys unmasked the Patriot Front people and exposed the Fed op. Anybody who's got a mask, who's doing something they shouldn't, unmask them. If they're masked for a reason, because they want anonymity. They're obviously either a mercenary, Antifa, BLM, a brown shirt. They have been bought and paid for. These are all ideas, all solutions, folks. You know, we talk about gardening a lot. Keep in mind, 96%, I remember years ago mentioning this to you guys, 96% of Monsanto shareholders voted to not disclose GMO ingredients in their vegetables. You know, the glyphosate company. Remember that, folks? Think about words like antioxidant. Think about cancer tumor fighter. Think about immune system stimulant or builder. Think about blood purifications. Think about the fact that your immune system deals with allergies, infection, inflammation, circulation, detoxification, cancers and tumors. Think about overall health. But when you plant your vegetables, think about heirloom and open pollinated seeds. They're basically the same. Heirloom just means it's an older seed. It's an heirloom older variety. And you can get some good hybrid seeds or produce, but, you know, a lot of people don't because they don't know if they can reuse the seed. But think about perennials and self-seeding vegetables. Like, I'm going to mention some of the things I have in my garden off the top of my head here. Lemon sorrel, asparagus, lovage. Lovage is a perennial celery that grows up to 6 feet high. It's considered an herb. It's very strong, but I have food that comes up every year. Think about Egyptian creeping onions. How they work is that they grow an onion on top, and when it gets big enough, the onion literally falls down and re-roots. Think about horseradish. Think about raspberries, strawberries, Swiss chard, several heirloom lettuces that reseed. It's all out there. Think about edible plants like fireweed, oxeye daisy, raspberry blight. I love my fireweed. It creates a beautiful pink bloom. It's in my greenhouse. The pollinators and bees come in and they pollinate my peppers and my squashes and my tomatoes. It works great.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Put an exclamation point on Independence Day, on self-sufficiency. Think food, water, shelter, and energy. I bring these four up all the time. Think about the fact that the nutrients and vitamins come from the soil. Think about the fact that a lot of vegetables you buy are have been in pastures that have been mechanically and chemically destroyed. Now, never mind heavy metals. Think about edible medicinal plants. Think about getting away from municipal water that includes fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, and all the other poisons that we've talked about over the years. You know, think about if you're not renting, you're putting money into your pocket in the form of principal and equity. Think about getting together with like-minded people and buying land and maybe even making it a business model, which we've talked about many, many times. Think privacy. Think gardens. Think raising animals. Think hunting and fishing. All these suggestions that you hear me give, I live. Think about energy. Think about going off grid and getting rid of the smart meters. Never mind the ill effects from them, but the fact that you can be totally controlled. Okay? Think about relearning the old 19th century skill sets and dovetailing them with 21st century technology, and that's what a solar ray is. Think building skill sets, honing skill sets, self-sufficiency. Think natural resources. Think being in control of your destiny. So what I'm going to do now, folks, I'm going to go into more articles on why we need to be independent because of all the corruption and everything that we've talked about over the years, but you have to concentrate on the psyops that the powers that be are doing against each other. And if you just concentrate on just three categories, now they all have subsets, like distractions, it could be bread and circus, it could be diversions, it could be, there's a lot of subsets under these three. Think of distractions and the dumbing down, and especially the divide and conquer strategies of every of the powers that be, basically controlling narratives and using, making people react emotionally, which makes them lose critical thinking, so they can literally have this group attack that group and that group attack this group. But in the meantime, think about the lowering of the bars of standards and qualifications for a job in our country. When we have no one doing their job, you're and basically it just makes opportunity, knowledge, productivity, innovation, ingenuity, everything is gone. When you think about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, and you don't think about raising those standards and qualifications, then America's gone. You will be submissive. Your will be broken. You will give up. And the only people who are going to succeed are people who are based on the victim group status with opportunity, and mostly, the nepotism connection, which is protectionist group status, like the Hunter Bidens of the world. That's what you're going to get. So here we go, folks. This is an information war, and that's what we're doing. We're giving information. And a lot of published articles and interviews in the public domain. First one here, Representative Harriet Hagman, she's from Wyoming, confirms to Newsmax, federal government worked using third parties like the Stanford Internet Observatory to silence Americans on social media. Let me decode that for you, okay? The federal government is weaponizing the government against the people to hire contracts to censor, edit, threaten Americans on social media. That's what that article really means. Think of, we have to read between the lines everywhere, folks, trust me. Next article here is basically, talk about PSYOP. You talk about eliminating parental rights. The state of New Jersey, and what I try to do is I read an article or an interview and I give you bullet points in seconds or minutes because I just don't have the time and I want to give as much information during the 2-hour program as I possibly can. The state of New Jersey is basically suing school districts who don't bow to submissive conformity that require parental notification of a child if that child is gender transitioning. So the state of Jersey is basically suing the school districts and the parents for not if they let the parents know that they want to transition. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, you talk about health and safety against the children. You talk about division and estrangement with the parents. You just can't make this up. I'm looking at the comment section right now. I'm going to read one comment. Mental illness has run amok and now running the country. Time for a serious pushback. We must not allow the freaks of society to dictate social policy to the rest of the country. Going after your children should be the last straw for every parent. Who does not agree with that? There's a comment here that said this fella spent 20 years fighting Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and they never went after our children like our powers that be are doing. We'll be right back for the second hour shortly, folks. We appreciate you being here. See you on the other side.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.